Wednesday in the sixth week, Lamp Lighting Psalms, page 113. O Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Hear me, O Lord. O Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Receive the voice of my prayer when I call upon you. Hear me, O Lord. Let my prayer ascend to you like incense, and the lifting up of my hands like an evening sacrifice. Hear me, O Lord. And then the recited verses, followed by the stichira. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption, Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Rich in the passions, I am draped in a subtle robe of hypocrisy. I delight in the evils of intemperance. I am a model of utter heartlessness. I have abandoned my reason, starved of all good and sick from neglect. I lie before the gates of repentance. But you, O Lord, make me destitute of sin like Lazarus. Save me from having to beg him to dip his finger in water, to soothe my tongue in the unquenchable flames. Let me abide instead in the bosom of the patriarch Abraham, for you love us all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. As you walked in the flesh, O Jesus, in the land beyond the Jordan, you cried out to those who were with you, "Our friend Lazarus is already dead and buried in the grave. My friends, I rejoice, for you will learn that I, whom you see begotten as man, remain indivisibly God and know all things. Come, let us go and give him life. Let death taste its total defeat, and the destruction which I will accomplish by granting great mercy to the world. Strong is the love of the Lord for us. He is faithful forever. For 2 days Lazarus has been in the grave, beholding those who have died since time began. There he sees strange and fearful sights, a numberless multitude held in Hades' chains. Therefore his relatives weep bitterly before his grave. But Christ came to give life to his friend, so that all might proclaim with one voice, "Blessed are you, O Savior, have mercy on us." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Envy us of your flock, O most pure one. The adversary constantly besieges us, hoping to make a meal for himself. But you, O Theotokos, deliver us from his clutches.